You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Welcome to Volunteer Centre Camden's Volunteering Is. We help you find ways to give and gain through volunteering in Camden.
This is a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
Hello, I'm Angela from Volunteer Centre Camden, and I'm finding out about volunteering with Marie Curie, from Beatrice, a helper volunteer, and Terry Beek, helper service manager, North London. Terry, we all think we know Marie Curie. Could you tell us a bit about the organisation's aims?
Yes, Marie Curie is the UK's leading charity for people living with any terminal illness and their families. We offer practical information, expert care, guidance and support to help people with a terminal illness and their families get the most from their time. Marie Curie nurses work day and night in people's homes across the UK, providing hands-on care and vital emotional support. We also have 9 hospices in the UK that offer specialist round-the-clock care, including our hospice in Hampstead. Earlier this year, we launched the Marie Curie Support Line, which is a free number for people to call if they have any questions about terminal illness and need for support.
Oh, and can you give us the contact details for that?
Yes, you can call the Marie Curie Support Line on 0800 090 2309.
Thank you very much. Or there's a website, I think.
Yes, you can also visit our online community to share experiences and find support any time of the day or night. The website is www.community.mariecurie.org.uk.
Thanks very much, Terry. And could you tell us, you're the manager of the helper service, could you tell us a little bit about what that involves?
Yes, the Marie Curie Helper Service offers people living with a terminal illness and their carers dedicated one-to-one support in their own homes, completely free of charge. Marie Curie helpers are trained, non-medical volunteers who provide companionship, emotional support and practical help for up to 3 hours each week. They also can provide support to carers during bereavement. Overall, Marie Curie Helper aims to fill the gap in meeting the emotional support needs of people living with a terminal illness and those of their carers. It also enables carers to cope better and continue with their caring role.
So, Beatrice, you're a helper volunteer. How did you find out about the role, first of all?
Well, I went to the VCC volunteering fair in Swiss Cottage and I met Terry representing Marie Curie.
And the role, the helper volunteer, what do you do? What sort of activities do you get up to?
Well, I do. I provide companionship and practical and emotional support to the person I support, the person that I got matched with me.
How did you feel when you first met?
I was very nervous. it was good that Terry came along with me to introduce us and to make a little bit less awkward and more welcoming and comfortable. But yeah, it was quite nervous and exciting at the same time.
So between the time that you met Terry, which I think you were saying was March, and your visit, your meeting, the person you were supporting, that was sort of 3 or 4 months. So what kind of training did you get over that time?
Well, first of all, we had 4 sessions of training, which included a little bit of health and safety and safeguarding. And we also were learning about all aspects of, regarding the helper volunteer role and highlighting the boundaries. It was quite helpful because we were doing kind of role play activities where we put ourselves in situations that we might find in the future. And we had the support of all the volunteers there to comment on, oh, I would do it this way, or then Terry as well giving us advice. And we also had volunteers from East London that came to tell us their experiences because they've been doing it for like 2 years. And that really gave us a lot of confidence.
Mm. Yes, I can imagine that's really useful.
Yeah.
So you had some time to reflect on the commitment that you were about to make. But what sort of time commitment is it?
Well, it's a minimum of 12 months commitment, and we provide up to 3 hours every week. It depends on the person you support, and it could be quite flexible. You could say when you are available, and then Terry, in this case, will do the match. So, yeah, it would be like that. And also I would like to mention the ongoing support that we the volunteers keep having by a telephone, email, and face-to-face with Terry one-to-one. And also we have every month peer support meeting where all the volunteers, we meet up here in the hospice or maybe outside, and we can share our experiences, always keeping the confidentiality of the person we support, but just to help each other with,
That's useful, isn't it? Because at bottom, you do have a relationship with the person you're supporting, so that's inevitably going to change and grow. So you will need to discuss different things at different times.
But definitely will give you the chance to build up your feelings and skills for the future.
Thank you. That's a really positive message. Beatrice, what impact do you have?
Well, I think the relationship we've built is strong and it's beneficial both ways, for them and for myself. We are sharing life experiences. We are sharing thoughts, feelings, fears, a little bit of everything. And it's mutual and it helps you to think what the person is living and what would you do in their situations. Mm.
Yes, that's very powerful. Terry, if you can't commit to regular volunteering, are there other roles with Marie Curie?
Yes, at Marie Curie we have over 10,000 inspirational people who give their time to support our work, whether it's volunteering in our shops, holding collections in the community, volunteering in our hospices, or through our helper programme. Volunteers are completely at the core of Marie Curie and we simply could not do what we do without them. But people volunteer for many different reasons, whether it's to use their professional skills to support our work. We have complementary therapists who offer services and run classes in our hospices, or simply those who want to get out and about for a good cause.
Do you have any one-off volunteering, perhaps with friends or family?
Yes, the fundraising team are always looking for volunteers to help support our fundraising activities, from collectors and collection hosts to collection tin coordinators.
What should people do now if they want to find out more about getting involved?
Okay, if people are interested in fundraising opportunities, they can call 0207 853 3454. If people are interested in volunteering for the helper service, they can contact 0845 073 8598. If people would generally like to find out more about Marie Curie, they can go to the Marie Curie website, which is www.mariecurie.org.uk.
Terry, Beatrice, thank you very much indeed. If you'd like to find out about other ways to volunteer or your organisation looking for volunteers, visit Volunteer Centre Camden's website on volunteercentrecamden.org.uk, which also has details of our monthly volunteering fairs. Or you can arrange a one-to-one meet-up by ringing us on 020-7424-9990. Or why not email us at info@volunteercentrecamden.co.uk. Thank you for listening, and do get in touch to tell us your volunteering stories.